Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We just finished the session, which was focused on supporting your best goals for 2023. So prior to starting this session, I asked some questions. I asked to what degree the people who were signing into the session were harmonized in relation to their goals. So on a scale 0 to 10, they were at a 2 out of 10. So there was a high degree of lack of harmony in relation to the goals, which is not going to help achieve the goals. I also ask to what degree in 2023, the world, the outer world, other people, institutions, the world is going to support the manifestation of our best goals. And the answer on a scale 0 to 10 was a 3 out of 10, which is very little. So this year, we are not going to have a lot of support from the outer world, which leaves us that we, in our connection with Source, we need to provide a 7 out of 10 of effort, work, focus, healing, harmonization, whatever resources we have internal, we need to be activating them at a 7 out of 10 if we want to reach our goals. This year, 2023, numerologically, funny enough, is a 7. 7, yes, it is a mystic number, but it's also a very introvert number, which means that we are going to have to draw from our internal resources. If we don't have a lot of internal resources, it's going to be very difficult this year for us to manifest our best goals. We may manifest goals that are not maybe for our highest good, but the best goals are really going to require that we go inside, that we really connect with Source, that we really resource ourselves from our inner resources in our connection with Source, in our connection with the higher self and higher aspects. But we're going to have to go inside and we're going to have to do the work. It's not the outer world. This is not a year in which miracles are going to be falling in your lap just because you don't do anything, just because you're beautiful and you are, you know, a spiritual divine being and here are the miracles. Apparently, no. This year requires from us to do effort, to put something. We need to put 7 out of 10 if we want our best goals to be manifested. I also ask, what is the main blockage standing in the way this year for the achievement of our best goals? And the main blockage is motivation. So yes, we may have a long list of goals and resolutions, but we don't have enough motivation. We are not finding within ourselves the resources to bring this motivation to the highest level. And also, when I ask to what degree the negative forces, the negative entities or the negative forces that are blocking things, to what degree they are blocking our motivation. And the level is a 10 out of 10. So throughout this entire year, we are going to be challenged in our motivation. And the negative forces, you know, that can be hovering over you or over your projects and your thinking patterns and your relationships and everything, are going to be trying to block your motivation, to bring it down, to make you feel, you know, helpless and hopeless and, wow, there's no point, this is too much effort. And so the invitation this year is go within, reconnect with Source, become more introverted, introspected. Go inside, contemplate, meditate, focus on your resources. What do you have inside of you that can help you manifest your best goals? It's not going to be a year in which the outer world is going to be providing, you know, all the effort and you just come and everything falls in your lap. So once we know all of this, I started the session. So the first thing we needed to do is harmonize our relationship with our best goals. And this was done with the whole pendulum. Next, we needed a transmission with the Reiki Master Pendulum. Next, we focus with the Akasha Pendulum on transmitting energies through the Akasha and the ether element to help us potentiate, enhance strengthen, manifest our best goals. Next, with the Archangel's Pendulum, we work with divine wisdom to help us activate within us the divine wisdom that we are going to need when we do this introspection, when we go inward to find our inner resources so that we can find this divine wisdom that is going to help us not only when we go within, but also when we are seeing that we don't have a lot of support from the outer world. But if we apply divine wisdom to this little support, we may extract the best and benefit the most from the little support that we are going to be receiving from the outer world. So divine wisdom is a very important vibration this year. The other vibration that we needed to transmit was divine grace. Divine grace is a force that is way up and beyond the laws of karma. So we receive this transmission that is going to help us rise above karma. Also this year, I said before that this year is a number seven. Number seven in the Kabbalah, for those studying Kabbalah, number seven is connected to the astral forces, the planets, astrology. So the planets can be, the energies and the influences of the planets can be twofold. We either receive the karmic energies of the planets or we receive the soul energies from the planets. So we need to be in our soul and we need to rise above the laws of karma in order to tap into the soul energies of the planets. So divine grace is the vibration that helps us do that to a certain degree. We also need to do work and be really connected on a soul level in order not to be triggering the karmic dynamics or entanglements that could be affecting us. Next, we received a transmission of pure white light and finally a blessing from Source. So this was it. I mean, it was a long session, but, you know, this is it in terms of the explanations. And I wish you a very positive 2023. And, well, now you know that there is a lot of effort that we need to put within ourselves, that we need to be keeping an eye on the motivation so that the negative entities or forces do not mess around with our motivation. And if we keep all of this in check, if we really connect with Source, if we go within, if we practice this introspection, if we resource ourselves from inside, and if we practice divine wisdom in our connections outwards, we may be able to manifest our best goals for 2023. So wishing you great luck and great blessings and much love. Bye.